Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining. The website is torahlifeministries.org. And one of the things I often discuss on my website is the issue of modesty. And I first want to explain to people, modesty is not only for women, and modesty is not only about appearance. Modesty is an issue of the heart. That's what it's about. And as I go all over the world and see people and meet different people, there seems to be certain addictions that people have. And I talk about them quite often, and they match up in the scriptures to things that go against what our Creator wants. And one of these practices that are common amongst people today is face painting. And I'm not only talking about clowns that work in a circus. I'm talking about people on a daily basis that paint their face. So today the question is a particular type of face paint that people do. Because when I was driving today to come to work, I saw a lady in the car next to me, and I see a lot of people often on their phone talking and stuff, but she was driving her car slowly in traffic, and she had her mirror down, and she was actually putting on mascara while she was driving the car. Now, I know the history of makeup, and I know how bad it is and how unhealthy it is and how bad it is. But I'm going to be making a video explaining the history of it and my opinion of why people, and I say people because men do this also, but I'm going to explain why people wear makeup, particularly why do they paint their eyes. And I just wanted to get on live here because I had a couple of minutes, and if there's any women that are joining right now, or men that choose to do so as well, or you could tell me any makeup. Why do you wear makeup? And I'll include that in the video that I'm going to be making, the video that I'm in the process of making. In the scriptures, makeup is mentioned three times specifically, and they all had something to do with things that aren't good, things that aren't healthy. It's a Jezebel idea in scripture and punishment in scripture for somebody to have to wear a makeup or paint their face or something like this. So I'm going to be making a video on this topic, but if anyone wants to join today and let me know your feelings on this topic of why, because I really want to hear from people, and men, if you're included in that, that's fine. I know the title will attract people to this, but why do you wear makeup? And where did this custom come from? Because I spend a lot of time with young children, and they're not wearing makeup. And everyone says, oh, look how cute they are. Look how pretty they are, beautiful they are. Nobody says, oh, they need to paint their eyes and their lips and their face. No. But, in all honesty, you know, if somebody's an adult, nobody says they need to paint their face. They still say, look how beautiful they are. And something that I think is a bad thing, and people don't take it as a bad thing, I ask this question to a lot of people, and some people jokingly say, well, if the barn needs paint, paint it. And that's a terrible thing to say. Our Creator made us. He formed us in the womb. And He gave us the way to live, the food to eat, and how we should be living, and so on. And if He wanted us to be a certain way in His instructions, you know, if you want to have good-looking skin, you know, be healthy, do healthy things. Of course, if you're going to eat junk all day long, you're not going to have a good color to your face and so on. The answer isn't taking paint to fix it. The answer is to start eating and living healthy and stop fooling ourselves. If your eyes have bags because you didn't get enough sleep, the answer isn't taking paint under your eye. It's getting more sleep. But when I saw this lady today driving and painting her eyes, it just made me think. And then I read the scriptures today, and it talks about it. Proverbs, which is wisdom, 6:17. These are 6:16 says, these are six things Yahweh hates. Seven are hateful to the soul. The first thing it mentions is high eyes. high eyes. And they're not talking about somebody that smokes pot when it says high eyes. They're talking about women that'll enhance their eyes or make their eyes more visible or catching or just high eyes. And then it says a lying tongue and hands that shed in some blood. Now, high eyes can also mean somebody who in their own eyes, it's a prideful thing. Somebody who in their own eyes, they have a lot of pride. But when you go down to verse 6:24, it says to keep you from an evil woman, from the strange tongue and a strange woman. And verse 6:25 says, do not lust after her beauty in your heart, and do not let her take you with her eyelids. So when we bring verse 17 and 25 together, we see it's all about the eyes that are made up of the women. And it goes on to say in verse 26, for an account of a woman, a harlot, a man comes to the last loaf of bread, and another man's wife hunts for the precious soul. So it's over and over again in Scripture. A man will go into a harlot's house like the man, ox going into slaughter. And it's the eyes, the makeup, the paint that is a great clear example of what's attracting the man to do something so foolishly. The paint on the eyes, the eyelids, and all this other stuff, we call it in today's world to look pretty or to look a certain way. But the Scriptures have something different to say about this. And I'm going to be making a video about this topic, about face painting and about just changing our appearance to appease the world. And people are getting themselves in trouble. That's it. I mean, women will get up and people just, they get up and they put a mask on for the world, and then they come home and they take it off. It's almost backwards. They should be putting a mask on, go out in the world a certain way, but if you want to look a certain way, you know, be that way in your house or something. But it's just a backwards world today. So I'm going to be making a video on this topic. I just wanted to make this video here and see. Can anyone give me what's their reason? Women, if you're watching, and men that wear makeup, if you're watching, why do you wear makeup? So somebody here says, I wear it to cover my dark spots under my face. Now that I know that we are not supposed to, I won't anymore. Okay, now I'm not claiming you're not supposed to. There's nowhere in the Scripture that says it's a sin to wear makeup. But the principle of wearing it shows we have to question, why are we wearing it? And so if you're wearing it to cover dark spots, the question should be is, why do you have dark spots? And are you not getting enough sleep? Do you drink coffee to stay awake? And so on. So these are some things that you should question. But certainly if you have a scar and you're putting some makeup on it to cover the scar for whatever reason, that's a valid reason, I would say. But if you're just doing it to enhance your appearance, this is something I believe needs to be questioned and looked at more in Scripture. And I wanted to get on here live to give people a chance to express why they do it. So when I do my teaching, I can at least take that into account. I'm glad somebody here says their family, they don't wear makeup. You know, look at a cat and a dog, for example. You don't go to somebody's house and say, oh, you know, that cat needs some paint on his face because I don't like the way he looks. No, you pet the cat and you say the cat's beautiful. You know, so I know people that they've been fired from their jobs because they won't wear makeup to fit in society. It's just we have this obsession today with painting our bodies. And I'm asking you guys why. So when I make this teaching, nobody says, well, you didn't take this to account. So I'm hearing from some people saying that they used to wear a lot and they're not wearing as much anymore. So that's good. What about somebody who wears a lot of makeup? Tell me why. So somebody says it enhances their natural beauty if done lightly. Okay, now what's lightly? Because I go to the supermarket and I see like these stars on the cover. It says stars without makeup. It doesn't even look like the same person. I mean, Britney Spears, for example. I mean, she doesn't even look like the same person with makeup on. And for some reason, every time they show her with makeup, she has a flat stomach and a figure. And then when she's not wearing makeup, she has a gut sticking out. I mean, how does face paint make your gut stick out? But this is what you say it enhances your natural beauty. Well, if your beauty is so natural, why do you need to enhance it? I mean, okay, so that's the next question. What is the reason for wanting to enhance it? Let's see. People, you know, the history, if you go to Wikipedia or go somewhere and do the research on the history of makeup, it might change your mind about wearing it. And I'm not here to change your mind. I'm just asking you why, so I could take that into account when I do my teaching. Somebody said I used to wear it because I felt I wasn't beautiful to any others. I need to feel accepted by others. Exactly. You would look a lot healthier and younger without the beard. Maybe I would look a lot healthier and younger without the beard. And maybe if I had some makeup on, some mascara and some lipstick on, I'd look even a lot younger and maybe even healthier, right? Maybe I look like a different person. You know, somebody says they're using beetroot, which is a natural makeup. I'm here to ask you. I'm not here to come down on you. I'm asking you. The question is, why do you wear makeup? I'm not putting anyone down for wearing it. I'm just trying to understand the reason why each person wears it. So when I do my teaching, I have more of something to back it up. So if you have if you feel a valid reason of why you wear makeup, let me know. Tell me. Post it below the video. So as I know, when I do my teaching, I could say, well, these are valid points. Somebody has a scar on their face, so they wear makeup because they don't want their scar to show. They don't want to draw attention to their self because they have this big scar on their face. So makeup is very valid to wear in that case. Somebody says to enhance their natural beauty. Well, you know, if there's a situation where you feel that needs to be done, great. I'm asking you why you wear makeup. So for those of you that wear makeup, because this lady today almost got in a car accident. She almost crashed her car because she's wearing makeup. Now, it's against the law in many cities to text on your cell phone while you're driving. But why isn't it against the law when your eye is in the top of the mirror of your car going like this? You're certainly not looking at the road. Isn't that just as dangerous? But it's just accepted in society because everyone does it. So I'm just reaching out to you, and you can post it below the video after this video is no longer live. To answer those questions so I could take that into account when I do my teaching on it, the idea of face painting and why people would do it. Somebody says, unless you're naturally beautiful, not wearing makeup, people treat you different. Well, you know, if that's why you're wearing it, because you want somebody to treat you a certain way, I know that's how some people might feel, and maybe when people were younger, somebody might have told them that they weren't pretty or something, and they want to feel a certain way. But it's you know, we got to get past how what other people are gonna tell us. You know, we want to look our best, we do, but to put paint on a face on a daily basis, a lot of work. I know some women that they wouldn't even go out, throw out their garbage without makeup on, and they just don't want to be seen in the world without it. But I want to encourage everyone. Yes, I did. I want to encourage everyone not to look so tired. Okay, somebody says not to look so tired. Well, as I was saying, the answer to not look so tired is get more sleep, and you won't be as tired. I mean, many days I don't get enough sleep because I work late, and I have bags under my eyes the next day. I know I didn't get enough sleep. I do not put makeup on, so I don't look like I got enough sleep. But there are certain occasions, you know, if somebody called me up at the last second and said, we need you on CNN to explain something about the Bible, and I'm sitting there, they might say, we need to put some makeup on you, you know, and to hide the light shining or something. I mean, here's a great example. You know, if I'm sitting somewhere in a studio, in a TV studio, and at the right or the wrong angle, the light is shining on my head, I look completely bald. Does that mean I should be wearing a wig? I mean, it's just a conversation. And again, it's not a salvation issue. Absolutely, it's not a salvation issue. I'm not putting anyone down for wearing it. I'm asking people, why do you wear it? Okay, that's what I'm asking, because I'm going to do a teaching on it. So I want to take into an account this information. Yes, I understand. There are reasons why we can't get as much sleep. I totally understand. But on the same hand, we can't put so much makeup. But at least if you wear it lightly. But we can't put so much makeup on that our own children don't even recognize us. I mean, it's amazing. But yes, there are valid reasons why we don't get enough sleep. I'm in agreement with that. So that's fine. So that's a reason why people wear it, so they don't want to look tired. So what does somebody say? My husband loves it when I'm bare-faced, but sometimes I like to throw him a curveball, and he loves it. Okay, somebody says that, so they're doing it for their husband. So that's that'd be a valid reason if you feel your husband likes it and you do it for him. Somebody says here, this is not a salvation issue, it's preference. I don't wear it all the time, but I love the way my husband looks at me when I have it on. Okay, there, that's a question. But if you think your husband loves it, guess what? Every other man loves it as well. And you know, if it turns him on, it turns them on as well. But you're not doing it for them, so you have the right heart, but the result might not be the ideal, but that's fine. Again, if you're joining, that long blonde wig just for last, somebody says. Again, I'm on the live chat here, and I'm not putting anyone down or saying things are good or bad or right or wrong. I'm about to do a teaching on face painting, and I'm asking people why they wear it or why they think they need to wear it. Somebody says here, people come up with so many excuses of why they do it, but they are, I can't see the full comment there, sorry. Somebody says, I do it for me. There is nothing wrong with it. Makes women feel good. Okay, somebody said they do it for them, but it makes women feel good. So you're speaking for all women now? Because there are some women that's saying it doesn't make them feel good. So if you're doing it for you, great, but don't speak for all women, because some women are saying it's not that it makes them feel good. Some women feel better without it. So let's see. Somebody says they have a question. Ask your question. Who it is? Let's see. Okay, it makes me feel good. Very good. It makes you feel good. That's the reason that I'll take into account when I do my teaching on this, that it makes some women feel good. That's why they wear makeup. Okay. I see some women. If you're not a woman, you won't understand why a woman wears makeup. Makeup base is particular for, I can't see the full comment, I will later, but you know what? Men wear makeup too. A lot of movie stars and rock stars wear makeup. Makeup actually started with men, and some men wear makeup. We don't even know they're wearing it, but men wear makeup too. Is it sin to wear makeup? And now, in the Bible, it talks about different topics, and there's principles to things. Nowhere does it condemn makeup, but doesn't condemn using a microwave oven, but we know that's not healthy. So I could tell you it's not healthy to wear most makeup, because most makeup, unless you're getting it natural from a store with natural preservatives where you can actually eat it, it's not healthy. There's a lot of cancer-causing agents in makeup, and it also clogs the pores of the skin. Is it sin? No. If you the definition of sin in the Bible is transgression of the Torah, of the word of our Creator, and in the Torah it doesn't say it's sin to wear makeup. The principle of makeup, as I read here in Proverbs, about women with their seducing men with their eyes and the paint on their face, and other principles in Scripture about our Creator creating us in the womb in a certain way and not taking an appearance of something else. You could say it is a sin to a degree, because tattoos are a sin, to have a tattoo, and makeup is a temporary tattoo. That's what it is. It's a temporary tattoo. It's not addressing it directly, but the principle is there. So, and there's pork in some makeup as well. A lot of lipsticks have pork in it. Why would my eyeliner be a stumbling block for a man or brothers? They need to take responsibility for their own selves. I will say this. The heart of what you're doing does not cancel out your appearance. So if something is going to enhance your beauty, understand and answer your question is, it's enhancing your beauty. So when you just answered, why would it be a stumbling block? Well, I'll put that along with the other comment that somebody wrote, that it enhances their beauty. That's why it'll be a stumbling block, because it enhances their beauty. And now the reason why you're trying to enhance your beauty, your husband likes it, one valid reason, but if there's other reasons, that's another thing. Nobody's calling it a sin to wear makeup. Nobody's calling it a sin to paint your face. I'm just trying to get to the point behind it. Why are we doing it? And I want us to think about why we're doing it. And I want to know for my report. But let's not put words into my mouth here. I'm not saying that. But I am saying we need to question the idea of why wearing it. And it's not only for women. Men wear it as well. So somebody wrote, my friend told me that the Egyptian did it when they would use it, when they would worship their gods. And she got that out of a book from beauty school she went to. Egyptian men and the kings and the women, but the men also wore a lot of makeup. Somebody said, when I was younger, the sun ruined my complexion. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sasha Joy. I'm not making it a salvation issue. I'm not trying to make it a salvation issue. I promise you I'm not. I'm just curious because I want to be fair when I do my teaching on this topic, and I appreciate everyone's comment. But I do want you guys to think about it. Somebody asked, doesn't the Old Testament say any body modification is wrong? Was piercing made up, hair curled, fancy tattoos? Well, actually, they were all condemned in Scripture, in the Bible, in the New Testament. It's condemned to do these things, to draw attention to yourself, to curl up your hair and do all of these things. But I'm not getting into what you're doing. I'm getting to why are you doing it. That's what I want to know, is why you're doing it, not what you're doing. The heart behind it, I'm getting, and the result that it's causing. So I want to take that into account when we do our teaching on this. Somebody wrote, Jezebel was the only one putting on makeup. So when she should, some people were following her. She's not the only one. It was three other times. There were three other times in Scripture that it mentions women and makeup and men, causing men to stumble over them or come to them. And one time was actually a punishment, I believe. And I'm going to give the Scriptures when I do my actual teaching. So, but I wanted to get on and do this conversation here today because I was driving today, and like I said, I saw somebody looking in the mirror like this and driving their car. And I'm thinking, it's against the law to use a cell phone, but how can it not be against the law to do something like that? That seems pretty dangerous to me. What makes this woman feel that she has to do that and is worth? And she had a baby in a car, top it all off. I mean, what makes a woman put her own life, other people's lives, and her baby's life on the line to look good? So there are these verses. Let's see. Let me see if I can get to some of them here. So I know it talks about this in 1 Kings 9:30-37. It talks about Jezebel, I believe. And it also speaks about it, I believe, in Jeremiah 4:29-31. And there's some reference to it, and also in Ezekiel 23:36-49. And we could look at 1 Peter 3:4 in the New Testament. It says, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of painting or plaiting the hair or wearing of gold or putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden of the heart, which is that is the great price or the great thing is the heart. And then 1 Timothy 2:9. Talks about just being modest. And again, modesty is not just a physical appearance. Modesty is an issue of the heart. And that's why I'm trying to get to the heart of it and not just the result of it. And that's why I'm asking people these questions and just wanting to know why. So if you're watching this video, lust of the eyes from inward for people to lust. Somebody said, if you're watching this video and we're no longer live on the air, please post under the video your idea or your thoughts of why you or somebody you know wears face paint and eye makeup. And we didn't even get into lipstick. Most of that has pork in it, but lipstick. I mean, my lips look kind of pale today. Let me put some deep red lipstick on. Would that look weird? No, it wouldn't. Yes, it would, because I have a beard. But if I didn't have a beard, how would it look? And there is a big difference between lipstick that's the same color as my lips versus deep red lipstick. But even then, it just it's what's the heart behind it is the real question. And lip gloss. Somebody told me a report about lip gloss once. The makeup industry makes makeup to mimic the face and children, if you're watching, turn off. The people that make a woman's face to mimic a woman after an orgasm, where the eyes are really wide, the lips are really big and wet, and their face, their cheekbones are flushed in to attract the man. And lip gloss making the eyes, the lips wet and the eyes wide, the makeup and the cheeks coming in. I don't doubt that that's not part of it behind it, because that's what it does. It catches a man's eye. And most women out there, not most, but women out there will actually look a certain way with makeup on, and they'll never let their boyfriend see them without makeup on. And then they'll, after the honeymoon, he sees them without makeup. And it's like, what happened? It's just interesting. So I'll be doing a report about this. Please put your comments below the video if you haven't already, if you see this later on. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on Facebook. Feel free to share this video with others so they can comment. I want to be fair to everybody when I do this. Somebody else here says, lightly wearing makeup is fine. Wearing makeup caked on, overdone, or bright is not. Now, who told you that? Who told you wearing it lightly was okay, but wearing it a lot is not? Is that your own personal idea, or is it your thought, an opinion? Why is that opinion okay? That wearing it lightly is okay, but wearing it a lot is not. To me, it sounds like an opinion, because what do you do with somebody who wears it a lot? Is that talking down to them or telling them that they're sinning? So we need to be careful when we say something like that. I understand your point. I think if a woman wears makeup and you can't tell she's wearing makeup, great. I don't think it should be so piled on. But however, a woman that piles it on, she has different thoughts. So we can't just say that it's wrong just because a woman wears it more than others. Some women wear it more than others. What do we say to a woman when we dress up a certain way that is seductive? Okay, I can't see the rest of the comment. I will later. But we'll get to that. And it's lust and sin and all of this. But thank you, guys. I wanted to think about that. Why are you wearing makeup the next time you're putting it on? And my report, I got more information for the report. Go check out Proverbs 6, 17 and Proverbs 6, 25 in today's video, and you can see that. And again, if you're watching the replay of this, please go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or go below this video and answer the question, why do you wear makeup or face paint? And I will take that into account when I make my video. So thank you very much for everybody for joining today, and you have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening. I understand this might not be an important topic to many of you, but I just want to inspire you to think about it and think about what you're putting on your face and actually why you're doing it. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
When the miles are too high for counting, and the hills too steep to climb, when the world outside ain't making sense, and the truth's too lost to find, when that line's too blurred for seeing, and my wrong's too wrong to right, when I'm hanging by that final thread, and my strong's too weak to fight, I hear a song, sweet song, singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane, and it's leading me back home. And when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh, yes, I do. Every day I do. One is saving me to heaven when I leave this world behind. one gives me just a little taste when she holds me late at night. They both give grace and it's a